Oh, yeah, you got the Wojo Show live here from outside Comerica's Park, right in the shadow of the beautiful Fox Theater, as the new Little Caesars World Headquarters rises right next to it. All sorts of construction going on in that little arena down the road. Little Caesars Arena getting closer and closer to being finished. I see the queue line going up and down here. Beautiful night. Boy, we went through that miserable, grainy week last week to arrive here. It was like we went through the womb of May to emerge into the grandeur of June, alive again. All right, enough of that crap. Here we go. The phone number 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136, quick text, ticket text on what I said about the Tigers. If it's to start, this is when, this is where, this is how. At home, ace on the mound, Fulmer, Stars got to start starring. And track record-wise, you think they will. We'll see. And Al Avila talked to the media today. No new timetables, nothing like that. He did admit that it bothered him, too, how much talk there was about how tired the Tigers were. Boy, nobody liked that at all, nor should they. All right, here we go. Ticket text on the Tigers. Oh, you're right. It starts tonight, Woj. Just be careful what you wish for. A streak can go both ways, and we know exactly which way the Tigers are good at. Down the blank. The blanker, yeah. Now. They're all refreshed. They're home. They got good night's sleep. They're ready to go. Now, not on the NBA Finals, because very straightforward demolition by the Warriors last night. Somewhat predictable. These games have been blowouts between these teams. Golden State, I think, is clearly the better team. I picked them to win. I said 5 or 6, you know, because they got a hedge. And won't even revisit LeBron or anything like that right now. But the story that has reemerged was the act of hate that was perpetrated upon LeBron James the day before the finals began, where somebody, who knows, some punk, spray-painted a racial slur on the gate outside his $21 million Brentwood home in Los Angeles. And I thought this at the time. This is not just because Jason Whitlock used to be around here, our good buddy. We talked to him all the time. Very volatile, but a deep thinker in my mind on racial issues, tries to take different stances to get people to think. What it does sometimes is it gets people to yell and shriek because nobody really wants to spend the time to think, okay? I agree with half of his point. In case you missed it, in response to LeBron James, you know, the slur painted on his gate outside his house, he talked, I thought, very appropriately about, you know, you're always reminded you're a black man in America, no matter how much money you make. His quote was, no matter how much money you have, no matter how famous you are, no matter how many people admire you, being black in America is tough. We've got a long way to go until we feel equal in America. I will never question how anybody who is the victim of a racist act feels at all. But he then went on to compare it and said it reminded him of the story back in the day, one of the horrible stories in American history, of course, Emmett Till, the kid from Chicago back in 1955, who was lynched in Mississippi for whistling at a white woman, was acquitted by an all-white jury. One of the grossest miscarriages of racial injustice in the history of America, no doubt about it. And he brought that up and said, well, when I saw that, it reminded me of the incident of Emmett Till and how his mother wanted the casket left open so people could see what racism looked like. Okay. And again, I didn't want to make a big deal out of it all because, again, people respond to it. I'm not going to criticize someone for how they view a racist act upon them. I did think to conjure that up was going too far because it seemed to compare something that really didn't affect LeBron's life at all. His workers, whatever, like painted over the slur within an hour or so. Did not impede anything he did, whereas the Emmett Till thing is one of the grossest things in the history of America. And Jason Whitlock, unbeknownst to me, went out on FS1 today with Colin Cowherd, with The Herd with Colin Cowherd, and said that he thought LeBron went too far. And according to Whitlock, he said, Racism is an issue in America, but is primarily an issue for the poor. It's not LeBron James' issue. He has removed himself from the damages and the ravages of real racism. He called it more a disrespectful inconvenience for James, and quote, James has fallen into the far left trap of showing there's value in embracing your victimhood. Okay, I think Whitlock went a little over the top there, but I do get this point. And I had this discussion with somebody today, and it's you really have to, and it's probably not even the right thing to try to discuss it on a radio show, because you don't get it. But hear me out for a second. There is, we want to say, scream racism and act like all levels of racism are the same. And they're not. And for LeBron to equate the vandalizing of a gate outside his house with the lynching of a black kid in Mississippi in 1955, I think is going too far. And what it does, it doesn't further the discussion. It pushes the sides further apart. And you know what I equate it to? I'm going to be completely fair here, and people out there are going to, whoa, Joe, what are you doing bringing this up? I'm going to equate it to that nut job, Kathy Griffin, the comedian, who did the joke holding up, you know, the cartoon picture of the president's head and got fired from CNN for it. And while you're allowed to criticize the current political climate, she went way too far. And what did that do? All it does is push the sides further apart in a different way. But LeBron held up not the one of the ugliest acts of racism, held it up next to him in response to a much less sinister act. And did that get people thinking? I was listening to people calling it the Valeni Show. Did that get people thinking, oh, yeah, you're right, racism still exists? No, it got people saying, oh, come on, you're comparing that to that. And the exact same thing with the nut job, Kathy Griffin. Whatever she's trying to do, she damaged her cause and that cause 1,000-fold. Because all it did was dig in the other side and said, see, that's all you people are just as crass and ugly and hateful and spiteful as you say the other side is. And that is what goes on in this case. And in defense of Whitlock, what he was trying to say, and he goes deep sometimes, too deep for people to follow. I understand that. And people lose the message. But there are two levels of race. Even look up the dictionary. Racism, obviously, puts people in certain categories based on their ethnicity, religion, whatever, okay? But there are, one side of it is discrimination, where a person of color is discriminated against. That is the worst kind of racism. That is institutionalized racism. That is racism where you can't buy a house in a certain neighborhood. You can't get a certain job. Back in the day, you couldn't eat at a certain restaurant or drink at a certain water fountain. That is the racism that keeps America back. The other level, and yes, it is a lesser level, is, you call it antagonistic racism, which are racial slurs, or some punk at 3 a.m. going by LeBron's house, spray painting a word, and ooh, look what this is going to stir up. Just stupid crap. Whitlock's point is LeBron was trying to seemingly act like he's a victim of the worst kind of racism, and I would contend, I could be wrong, I would contend that LeBron has never been denied a mortgage, has never been denied a seat in a restaurant, has never not gotten the car he wanted or the car loan or anything because of the color of his skin. I would say that. And for all the real acts of racism that take place and affect and inflict so many people, I don't think he furthers the discussion by sort of attaching himself to it in a certain way. And you say, he didn't. He just said, well, he did with the Emmett Till thing, okay? And there are periods of time for discussion on that, just like there's period of times for discussion about the political climate. And Kathy Griffin went about it in the most stupid, divisive, disgusting way possible, and she's paying the course for it. She's paying the cost. CNN ditched her. And on a much different scale, I think LeBron did also, quote unquote, the cause a disservice. I heard people calling in today saying, oh, come on, that's, and I understand why it aggravates people. So that's my spiel on that. If you want to respond to it, fine. If not, but I wanted to get that off my chest. Both sides use convenient acts of racism or whatever, politicized things against the other side and overdo it at times, and instead of furthering the argument and the discussion, push the sides apart, to which I say, I'm not going to say stop it. I'm just going to say be careful about it. Don't throw the Emmett Till hand grenade and then go running back. You know, go, oh, yeah, but really, so what else has happened in your life? What are we missing, LeBron? All right, 248-539-9797, ticket text 97136. If anyone else wants to chime in on that and overreact so we can push people apart, that's fine. And we can also talk about the Tigers. That's next on the Wojo Show on 97.1 The Ticket.